We are here today with Professor Marion Orr, Professor of Public Policy, Urban Studies, and Political Science. We would like to ask you today about your initial reactions to the Trayvon Martin case that happened this summer.
The whole trial, in fact, I watched. Should I say that? I watched part of the trial.
No, that's great.
It was fascinating, and quite frankly, I knew the prosecutors had a really difficult burden to reach. I wasn't surprised at all by the verdict at all that the jury reached. I think they really had no other choice. The Trayvon Martin trial itself, though, really brought home, you know, the challenges that Black and Latino young men face in this country still today. This whole notion of post-racial society, I think Trayvon Martin's death and the verdict sort of really raises serious questions about whether or not we're in this post-racial society. That boy should not have been killed. He was only killed because George Zimmerman thought he was out of place.
Yeah.
And he was out of place because he's a Black kid in a neighborhood that probably didn't have very many Black people in it. And that's why he got killed. He would be alive today if he were not a black teenager.
In a city like Providence that, you know, has so much diversity and quite a large minority population, how do you think the case has reverberated in the city?
Well, there were a lot of demonstrations and protests and marches right here in Providence during the trial and after the verdict. And again, I think it just really, for people here in Providence, where we have a large minority population, it really suggests to me that public officials, police authorities really have to be mindful and careful about profiling young men of color. And I think that's what happened with Trayvon. And if we could learn anything from that here in Providence, is we need to be mindful of not, you know, putting these sort of, you know, views on people based on one's perceptions and what he or she is wearing. So I think it really just sort of ought to raise the conscience of everybody across the country, but especially here in Providence, where we have this growing and large minority population.
Yeah. Do you feel like it has? Do you feel like policemen and other officials are taking note of that?
I'm not sure, but I can only guess that if you're an officer on the beat in Providence or any other of these towns, that I think you just have to be sort of mindful of the fact, okay, maybe is this kid really a bad kid, or he's just, you know. Yeah, so I think my hope is I think it raised some consciousness of people in authority. I don't know the answer to that, but my hope is I think that it did.
Great. Well, I think that'll be an interesting case to pursue further. And a little bit about you. Could you tell us some of what you're working on right now?
Yeah, let me tell you a project I'm working on that I'm very excited about. I'm right now writing a paper with some of my graduate students and even an undergrad who's helped me. And it's called Urban Voters, Municipal Pension Reform, and Bankruptcy. And the paper looks specifically at how cities are dealing with this huge unfunded pension liability. That is to say, we have cities employ workers, workers retire, and the city says, when you retire, we're going to give you a pension, okay, so you can live on after you retire. Well, Providence and many other cities made those promises, but they have not put the money aside to pay for it. So it's called unfunded pension liability, and it's huge across the country. And some cities have gone bankrupt because of it. And so this paper that I'm writing with my students uses survey data of voters in Providence to get some sense of what the public thinks should be the kind of action that public officials should do to address this concern. For example, do you really want to cut out what you had promised, retired firefighters?
Yeah.
I mean, you promised this guy $1,000 a month, and now you're going to say, I can only give you $500 a month? Is that fair? You know, so those are the kind of things we're looking at. And in particular, here's what I'm going to tell you what we're finding in the paper, that how the public views pension reform depends on large part on how it's framed by the mayor. So how the mayor frames the issue becomes important. So the mayor is important, and the other variables important that shape public opinion on this is the public's perceptions of labor unions. If the public perceives that labor unions are good, they have a different view of how to do pension reform than those who think labor unions are bad.
Especially with the upcoming mayor election in Providence.
Yeah, that's very important. That's the paper I'm working on, and we're trying to finish it up to do. I'm presenting it at a conference in a few weeks. So
before the elections happen.
Yes, especially.
That would be great.
Good.
And then our final question, as a director of the Taubman Center for Public Policy, do you teach any classes? How can students get in touch with you and learn more about what you're doing?
Yeah, well, listen, I have office hours that are posted, and I teach courses on urban public policy matters in particular. And so my courses are listed in political science and in urban studies. I'm teaching a course this semester on urban politics. So office hours, and then I have all these courses I teach through urban studies and political science, all of them related to cities and urban politics.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for being with us today.
All right. You're welcome.